here are some good stories making the rounds here.
Sure.
Two orphan puppies found a new family with a cat and her kitten at a shelter in Texas. The puppies were born at the shelter, but unfortunately the mother passed away shortly after birth, and they're not sure what exactly happened. Now, someone from the shelter said the cat doesn't even like dogs, but guess what? That cat jumped into mommy mode and has been taking care of those little puppies.
Oh, it's so
sweet.
Is
that not? That's awesome.
You know what's so funny is I had to explain to my children, because I said, people in the country right now, I was trying to explain to him what happened this week. And I was like, people in the country right now are kind of like cats and dogs. And he was like, oh, right. Because dogs like to travel in packs and stuff, and they like to hang out with each other. And cats usually like to, you know, do their own thing. And so I was like, no, I had to explain to him that historically speaking, like, we just associated cats and dogs with things not getting along. But it's funny because a lot of us have cats and dogs in the same household.
Yeah.
So it's not like they grew up seeing cats and dogs fighting. Like, they're just hanging out. He's like, what do you mean fighting, like cats and dogs? Okay.
Also, good news story making the rounds. Six critically endangered sea turtles were released back into the waters of Massachusetts this past Wednesday after being saved in rehab by a team at the New England Aquarium. Now, they include one loggerhead, one green, and four Kemp's Ridley sea turtles. All three are endangered species, but doing fine, and they were released.
Can I tell you, I just love sea turtles. Hmm? I don't know what it is about. It's their big dark eyes, like these huge, they look so peaceful. I can't remember the place we've been a couple of times, and they rehab sea turtles there.
Oh, cool.
And they just, they're so big, and they look so, I just love sea turtles. Let me just have a moment for them.
And finally, at our Good News Story Monday, an ice cream shop, they're located in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
They're called Eskimo King. And what they're doing is they're offering free ice cream to kids who can recite the Pledge of Allegiance. And here's what they had to say about it.
I pledge of allegiance to the flag.
Our theme always is pretty much red, white, and blue.
It's fun to see them of all ages, especially the younger kids, because they get nervous when they're trying to recite it. And sometimes they have an older sibling that's, you know, guiding them along. It's adorable.
So they're doing this through the month of July. And kids can choose a cone of vanilla, chocolate twist, and if they want to, they can get one with red, white, and blue sprinkles.
Oh, that's cute. Where was that again?
This was in Massachusetts at Eskimo King.
I can't believe you can say Massachusetts so easily.
It's hard.
No, you say that like so many words. Like, I know that you struggle with, but you blew through that one.
It's like, I got to get through it. Massachusetts.
I got you, buddy.
Oh, that has been Good News Story Monday on Star 99.1.